ChatGPT is an incredible advancement in technology, but the question is, how does it work? How is it able to create such powerful pieces of content? How is it able to write code? How is it able to do so many incredible things? Today on the podcast, we are going to dive into how exactly ChatGPT works. I'll try to keep it as non-technical as possible, but it is a pretty technical topic. So we're going to dive into exactly how it works. And interestingly enough, ChatGPT is built on something called the Transformer model. This is a recent technological breakthrough that was actually made by Google. So Google, who is now setting up to be one of the biggest competitors to ChatGPT, actually built some of the foundational technology behind it. And I think that's important to know in the context of what we're about to talk about. But without further ado, let's jump into it. ChatGPT is a type of language model known as a transformer, like I mentioned. A language model is a type of architectural neural network that is trained on a massive amount of text data to predict the next word in a sentence, giving the preceding words. So the goal of a large language model is to learn the patterns and the relationship between words in a language so that it can generate coherent and grammatically correct sentences. The transformer architecture that I mentioned Google pioneered is what powers ChatGPT, and it's a pretty recent breakthrough in the field of natural language processing. It has enabled the creation of models that can handle long sentences of text data, such as entire articles or books. The training of ChatGPT is a very complex process that involves feeding the model massive amounts of text data, known as the corpus. And fine-tuning its parameters to minimize the errors in its predictions. So the corpus used to train ChatGPT is a diverse collection of text from various sources, such as books, articles, and websites. And it represents a wide range of topics and styles. This is pretty interesting, right? They've included books in there, and it's amazing that this is possible given all the work that, you know, even just Google Scholar and other programs have done to digitize many of the world's books. So a lot of this digitization of content and books and things that have been around for a long time have actually helped fuel the power of these new language models. During the training, the model is given or is presented with input sequences of text, and it tries to predict the next word in the sequence. If the model's prediction is incorrect, the error is backpropagated through the network, and the parameters are adjusted accordingly to reduce the error in future predictions. Sounds a bit technical, but this process is repeated many times, and after several iterations, the model becomes highly accurate in its predictions. So a neural network is kind of, I think, the next thing we should dive into here, because this is a very important role. This plays a very important role into how ChatGPT functions. So a neural network is a type of machine learning model that's inspired by the structure and function of the human brain. It consists of interconnected nodes, or, you know, neurons, that process information and communicate with each other to perform a task. What's interesting here is when you're programming AI, this is not a computer program that someone sits down and they write a bunch of code and the code executes the task that they've given it. They're essentially trying to recreate a human brain that can learn tasks, and it can learn why things happen, how they happen, and can be fine-tuned. So it's a completely different model of development that it has been used in the past. And that's what's enabling a lot of this really powerful artificial intelligence to come forward. So in the case of ChatGPT, the task is to generate text based on the input it's given. And the neurons in the neural network are organized into layers. And each layer performs a different type of computation on the input data. So for example, the first layer of a language model might perform operations that extract features from the input text, such as the presence of certain words or phrases. The subsequent layers then use these features to make predictions about the next word in the sentence or the sequence. The key to the success of a neural network like ChatGPT is the way the parameters of the model are adjusted during the training, what we're talking about earlier. So the parameters of a neural network are the variables that control the computations performed by the neurons. For example, the weight of the connections between the neurons determines how much influence one neuron has on another. During training, the value of these weights are adjusted so that the network can make accurate predictions about the output given a specific input. This process is known as learning, and it is what allows a neural network to become highly accurate in its predictions. And our human brains are doing very similar things in real time. So it's pretty incredible they've been able to reverse engineer a lot of how that functions and be able to apply it into this world of technology. In addition to training on a large corpus of text, ChatGPT has also been fine-tuned on specific tasks to enhance its performance. Fine-tuning is a process that involves training the model on a smaller corpus of data that is related to a very specific task, such as answering questions or generating text about something very specific. And this allows the model to learn the specific patterns and relationships between words that are relevant to the task, and it can lead to a significant improvement in the model's performance. So for example, fine-tuning ChatGPT on a corpus of question-answer pairs can improve its ability to answer questions accurately and generate more relevant responses. So, you know, that makes perfect sense. If you want it to be able to answer people's questions in a short, succinct manner, you would want to train it on a bunch of FAQs at a specific topic, for example. Now, all of a sudden, it's very good at understanding the relationships between questions and answers, and specifically in very specific topics. And if you can get it good at answering them in specific topics, you can kind of broaden it out. And, you know, that's kind of why we see ChatGPT being very powerful in some areas and maybe not so much in others. So the fine-tuning process is similar to the initial training of the model, but with a smaller corpus of data and a specific task in mind, like we're talking about. The goal of fine-tuning is to adjust the parameters of the model so it can perform the task more effectively. This can be done by modifying the architecture of the model, adding new layers, or changing the number of neurons in a layer, or by changing the value of the weights in the connections between the neurons. By fine-tuning the model, it becomes better suited to perform the task, the specific task it was trained on, and its performance can be significantly improved. So wrapping up, you know, this has been a pretty technical podcast today talking about exactly how ChatGPT works, but I feel like this is very important and very relevant as this technology is only getting bigger and bigger and going to become a bigger part of our lives in the future. ChatGPT is a super cutting-edge technology. It's powered by artificial intelligence and machine learning. It's a language model that is trained on a massive amount of text data to learn the patterns and relationships between words in a language. The transformer architecture pioneered by Google that powers ChatGPT is a recent breakthrough that enables the model to handle long sequences of text data and perform a wide range of tasks such as answering questions, generating text, and, you know, even translating between languages I've seen. So the training and fine-tuning of ChatGPT is a very complex process. It involves adjusting the parameters of a model so that it can perform its tasks more effectively. And by understanding how ChatGPT works, it is possible to appreciate its capabilities and the potential it has for improving our lives and the way we interact with technology.